Hello and welcome to our study. Today we continue in the study in the book of Colossians. Remember, it's written to the church which is in his house. They had small little churches back there for the first 300 years or so. They didn't have any buildings. I'm not sure that our buildings have turned out to be much of an asset for us when we come to the spiritual things and when we come to whether or not we're going to learn the deeper things of God. In any event, back there, Colossians chapter 1, verse 4, Paul said, "We heard of your faith." We heard. Interesting, that phrase, "we heard," is in the Bible 7 times. People are talking all the time. People have heard about you and I. And here Paul said, "I've heard about your faith. I've heard about what you believe." Now, in verse 9, he said, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you." We see here that if they're going to live, you know, really live what they believe, Paul said, "I think we better pray for you. We heard of your faith." Jesus said, "When I come, will I find faith?" There's not much of people around left anymore, even those who call themselves fundamentalists today. There's not many of us left who are going to really live what we say we believe. And if we are, and if you know someone that is, best pray for him. "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. We heard of your faith," and he said, "we heard of your love, which ye have for all the saints, and for this cause also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you." I think we have a very limited view of what love really is. Love for the saints. Colossians 1:5, he said, "And not only that, we heard about the fact that you're focusing on the truth, and for this cause also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you." Today, the truth has become the new hate law. You're going to preach the truth, you're saying you hate somebody. Well, if you're going to preach the word, you're going to stay with the truth. Or if you know someone that is, you best pray for them. Now, in Colossians 1, 5 through 8, we read here, ye heard, and ye also listened. That's interesting. The word heard is in the Bible 641 times, but learned is only 22 times in the Bible. A lot of people are hearing a lot of things, but how many are learning? Jesus said in Mark 4, "Take heed what ye hear. Unto you that hear shall more be given." Well, he said also, "I cease not to pray for you." And here's the things that he prayed for these Christians at that little church. He said in verse 9 that you be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. He said, "I'm praying that you might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing." Paul prayed that they would be fruitful in every good work. He prayed they would increase in the knowledge of God and that they would be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. And then he prayed that they would have patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. "Giving thanks," he said, "unto the Father." I pray that you will give thanks to the Father. And so, verse 9, "Be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding." That's the first thing he said. It's interesting that word "filled" has been translated fulfill in Colossians 4:17. "Take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that ye fulfill it." Now keep in mind, he's talking to the Christians in general. He's not talking to the pastor here. Remember, Paul wrote Timothy. He's talking to the pastor there. Here he's talking to the saints at Coloss. And he says to these individual saints, "Take heed to the ministry which ye have received in the Lord, that ye fulfill it." Do what God has put you here to do. They were here 2,000 years ago, we're here today, and we have a ministry we need to be sure that we fulfill it. Then he said in verse 9 that you be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Job 21, we read, they spend their days in wealth and in a moment go down to the grave. Therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. Can we honestly pray today as Christians and say, Lord, I want to know your will. I want the knowledge of your ways. Or is it, depart from me. I desire not the knowledge of thy ways. It's one way or another, and it's simply a choice. We read in Proverbs 2, verse 4 and 5, if thou seekest her, that is wisdom, as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. In verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Walk worthy. Now, in Ephesians 4, 1, he said, I beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Now again, in both cases here, he's speaking to individual Christians in these local churches. And he said, I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation. That word vocation has been translated calling. It's the same word that's translated called here in this verse. Vocation, I think, sounds a little bit too much like vacation. I think we're on a vacation here. No, I beseech you that you walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye are called as individual Christians. 1 Thessalonians 2:12, that you would walk worthy of God who hath called you. Verse 2, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colosse, he's talking to the saints. He said, ye are called. Let us walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. And if you know some Christians that are trying to live for the Lord in this age in which we're living, pray for them that they might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Be sure to be with us for our next program.